was that they had in fact survived the trauma and could resume their lives. When I first met Peter Levine about 25 years ago, I thought I had met a reincarnation of one of those old magicians whose work I knew so well from musty manuscripts that I found in the stacks of old hospital libraries. Except instead of wearing a bow tie and an evening frock customary in early photographs, Peter was dressed in a Bob Marley t-shirt and shorts, standing on the lawn of the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. Peter demonstrated that he fully understood that trauma is imprinted in the body, and that in order to heal, one needs to create a sheltered trance state from which one can safely observe the horrific past. And he added the critical element of exploring the subtle physical imprints of trauma and focused on reconnecting the body with the mind. I was immediately intrigued, starting with the earliest students of traumatic stress and continuing with the most recent neuroscience research. Scientists have noted a critical relationship between bodily action and memory. An experience becomes traumatic when the human organism becomes overwhelmed and reacts with helplessness and paralysis when there is absolutely nothing you can do to alter the outcome of events. The whole system comes crashing down. Even Sigmund Freud was fascinated by the relationship between trauma and physical action. He proposed that the reason people keep repeating their traumas is due to their inability to fully remember what has happened. Because the memory is repressed, the patient is obliged to repeat the repressed material as a contemporary experience, instead of remembering it as something belonging to the past. If a person does not remember, he is likely to act it out. He reproduces it not as a memory, but as an action. He repeats it without, of course, knowing that he is repeating it. In the end, we understand that this is his way of remembering. But the thing Freud did not realize was that people can only regain ownership over themselves if they can be helped to feel safe and calm inside. Peter understood that in order to resolve trauma, you have to deal with physical paralysis, agitation, and helplessness, and find some way of taking bodily action to regain ownership of your life. Even telling the story of what has happened is a form of effective action, developing a narrative that allows you and those around you to know what has happened. Sadly, numerous traumatized people become stuck in their trauma and never have a chance to develop that essential narrative. As I got to know Peter better, I gradually realized how well he understood the critical role of physical sensations and bodily action. He showed that post-traumatic actions do not only consist of gross behaviors such as blowing up at anyone who offends you or becoming paralyzed when you are scared, but also in imperceptibly holding your breath, tensing your muscles, or tightening your sphincters. He showed me that the entire organism, body, mind, and spirit, becomes stuck and continues to behave as if there is a clear and present danger. Peter was originally trained as a neurophysiologist and then studied bodywork at Esalen with Ida Rolf. When I witnessed him exercising his craft, I was reminded of Moshe Feldenkrais, who claimed that there are no purely psychic, that is, mental experiences. The idea of two lives, somatic and psychic, has outlived its usefulness. Our subjective experience always has a bodily component, just as all so-called bodily experiences have a mental component. The brain is programmed by mental experiences that are expressed in the body. Emotions are communicated in facial expressions and body postures. Anger is experienced by clenched fists and gritted teeth. Fear is rooted in tightened muscles and shallow breath. Thoughts and emotions are accompanied by changes in our muscle tension, and in order to change habitual patterns, one has to change the somatic loops that connect sensations, thoughts, memories, and actions. The primary task of therapists, then, is to observe and deal with those somatic changes. When I was a student at the University of Chicago, Eugene Gendlin tried to teach me about the felt sense, the awareness of oneself, the space between thought and action. But I didn't fully appreciate what the felt sense was until I witnessed Peter utilizing physical awareness as the key to learning. His use of touch helped me.